Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's learning, and particularly also this Chumash here, is Le'ilu Nishmas, Sheindel, Rachel, Bas, Shloima, David, Ber. The Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the Schus of the Limud HaTorah should be Na'adin, the Neshama in Gan Eden. Yeah, so, but, we're waiting for one of our dear friends to pick up, to join us. We spoke in the past about Yehuda and Yosef. We spoke about Halel v'Oido, Yehuda and Yosef. That Yehuda is the notion of Haida, and Yosef, why don't you take your glass of that? Yosef is Halel, Rachel is Halel, and the two different concepts on Chanukah of Halel v'Oido is Yehuda and Yosef, and how they're a contradiction in a certain way, and they clash with each other. And on Chanukah we try to bring them together. We try to have the Nes and the Nigla become one. Okay, can't do it. We try. I'd like to discuss the same topic with a slightly different angle. Parshatenu matchila vayingash elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef, and the Medrash gives a lot of significance to this moment. The Medrash speaks about right now this confrontation that's happening between Yehuda and Yosef. Katuv b'Medrash, shezadavar noira, it's something awesome happening right here. Makoreka, what is this Yehuda and Yosef? Kanire, ani choshef, shekol ha-machloikes bein ha-shvotim, the entire friction that existed between the shvotim was be'emet about who is going to be the leader. Who is going to be the one that is considered to be the primary force amongst the Shvatim? Now, the Shvatim were meant to be be'achdus, as we know, that Yaakov Avinu, when he rested his head, he took 12 avanim, 12 stones, and makara, they changed to become nefchu, liyot even achat. We got him?
Hope so.
Nefchu liyot even achat. Baruch atu Adonai, Elohim HaMelech HaYolam, Shahakom, Yebetvarim. Okay, now, so that's mesamel to this concept of Klal Yisrael, Ki'ish, Tully Rubin's on the phone. Ki'ish echad, belev echad. I ask you a question. Ani rotze lish'ol sheila. What is the most vital organ in the human body? The most vital organ in the human body.
The heart.
Some of you will say the heart. Some of you will say the brain. I think we'll all agree that those are the top two. Some is not a physical organ. It rests somewhere in the brain or in the heart. It's not clear exactly. Actually, it could be in the brain. But I think we'll all agree it's either it's the Rosh or it's the Lev. And I believe that these two of the organs were represented in these two great people, Yosef and Yehuda. And there's a struggle. Who is going to reign? Who is going to be the leader? The Rosh or the Lev? Listen to this. The Shvatim had animals that described their personality. Does anyone know the animal that describes Yehuda? A lion. Yehuda is called Kilavi. It's called a lion. Does anyone know the animal that describes Yosef?
A shor.
A shor. Chanukah, Dafka, we speak about Kisvu Lachem al Keren Ashor, Ein Lachem Chelek Baloka Yisrael, and the Svarim say that Shor is Yosef, and Yosef is Gematria Antiochus, Melech Yavon, and other things like that. But the point is, you have a Ari and you have a Shor. What is the defining feature of a Shor? His horns. His power is in his head. A shor is called headstrong. A person, a shor, is considered to be a person, you say he's bullheaded. Is a bull, his power is in its head. A shor, his power is in its rosh, in its horns. What is the defining feature of a lion? His courage. The lev ha'ari. Lev aryeh is the heart of a lion. There were kings in history that were called the lion heart. Why is it called lion heart? Because a lion is known for his courage. So you have the ari is the lev, and you have the shor is the rosh. Listen to something interesting. Katuv b'Rambam. Melech chayav liot libo lev kol ha'am. Lashon of the Rambam. Melech libo lev kol ha'am. Who is the one that is melech? Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Means Malchus beis David, Melech is always Yehuda, because Yehuda has liboy lev kol ha'am. His heart is so big, Yehuda. Lo yosur shevet Yehuda means that the scepter of majesty or of royalty, of kingship, should never pass to anyone else, because libo lev kol ha'am. Yehuda is Lev. He's the Ari. Yosef is different. Katuv, Tihiyena. Tihiyena. Anyone know the end of that pasuk? Tihiyena Leroish Yosef. Tihiyena Leroish Yosef. What does that mean? Should be the head of Yosef. Yosef is the Rosh. Yehuda is the Lev. Yosef is referred to as the Ben Zikunim. Rashi says, Yaakov taught Yosef all of his learning. Zikunim is Zroim, Kochim, Nashim, Nezikim, Moyed. Yosef learned. Yosef was the Rosh. He was the intellectual. He was the one that had the brains. Yehuda is the one that had the courage and the heart. So who is going to rule? Which is the most important feature? Who do we follow? Do we follow our heart? Or do we follow our mind? And that is a struggle that the Shvatim are going through. The Shvatim feel much closer to Yehuda. The Shvatim is the goof of Klal Yisrael. The heart is right in the middle. A person feels much closer to his heart. They feel that he's one of them. Yehuda's one of the Keilu Kaviyochol. He's one of the boys, Yehuda. He's inside. Bekerev Achecha, Tosim Alecha Melech. Bekerev Achecha. He's right here. He's amongst us. Bekerev, he's amongst you. That's Yehuda. Yosef is the Rosh, which is removed. It's connected to the body, but it's removed. It's like something that's more like abstract. It's detached. They didn't connect to Yosef. They connected to Yehuda. Naturally, they were drawn to Yehuda. However, the heart, as important as it is, has to be subjugated to the mind. In this week's parasha, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef and he says, I'm willing to enslave myself to you. What happened? something monumental. What happened is now Klal Yisrael has the heart and the mind working together. Which means there are people that they're pseudo-intellectuals. They're all about philosophy and they're about study, and they have no heart in their Avodas Hashem. They're not connected. There's nothing like emotional about what they're doing. It's dry. And that's something that's lacking in their connection and their yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's people that they love Hashem, and they're so happy, and they'll clap and sing and dance and do whatever feels good. But they don't necessarily process what they're doing as being moral, just, and right. If it feels good, it works for me, because I need to feel my Judaism. That's not good. Because a person can stray unless his heart is tempered by his mind. We need Yosef HaTzadik. We don't always enjoy Yosef HaTzadik. For sure, we enjoy much when we're, whatever feels good. Let's just do it. It feels good. This just feels right. But halacha says otherwise. But I want to feel close to Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik is tempering. He's trying to keep a balance. By Yigash Elov Yehuda. In the end of the day, Rabotai, Rachmona Limbo Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. In the end of the day, it's about Yehuda. However, Yehuda has to be tempered by Yosef HaTzadik. So, it's Malchus Beis David. That's what it's about. It's Mashiach ben David. That's what it's about. But we need Mashiach ben Yosef in order to keep ourselves in check. To realize that everything we do has to be filtered through our mind. And make sure that what we're doing is proper. That is what Klal Yisrael, the Shivatim are going through here. And it's a Maisa Avos Simen Labanim. To all of us, that we have to be able to synthesize these two kochot. It's not enough to do the right thing. Rachmana Liba Boy, a person has to make sure that he feels Ibdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. He has to put his emotion and his feelings into it. He has to have the courage and the heart in his Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, if a person says, I'm just going to do whatever my heart tells me is good, my heart's in the right place, I feel for Judaism, but I don't necessarily sweat out the details because the particulars aren't that important to me, which means that a person is not being logical about it, he's making a big mistake. And I give lachem sipur. Last time I was flying to Eretz Yisrael 2 times ago. That was last week. I sat next to someone who was a very, very fascinating person. Very interesting person. I don't remember exactly how we got into this conversation. But he told me about his life. He's a very successful businessman today. A very big donor to many different institutions. And he was telling me a little about his life. He doesn't wear a yarmulke. He said something very... He's got this really interesting attitude. He said to me, listen to this. He was flying to Tel Aviv for a day. Just for one day. And he was going to go back to America. And he was very upset because he was flying on the first day of Hanukkah, and as you know, we didn't get to light candles, so light the menorah. But he's on the board of one of the biggest companies in the world, and they're having a meeting in Tel Aviv, so he had to go. So he said to me, if I would be flying to Yerushalayim I'd be wearing a yarmulke. But because I'm flying to Tel Aviv, I'm not wearing a yarmulke. And he said to me, wrap your head around that. But this is me. This is me. So we're talking a little bit about his life. And he said to me, you know, I grew up very, very poor. And I needed a job to be able to make parnasa. So me and my wife made a decision. Shabbos starts when we want Shabbos to start. We're going to keep Shabbos. But it starts when we decide it starts. When my wife lights candles, that's when Shabbos starts. That could be 8 o'clock at night. That could be 9 o'clock at night. And we'll keep Shabbos. From when we decide Shabbos starts. Because Shabbos can't start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I got to go to work. So I'm not going to be home till 7. Shabbos doesn't start yet. Shabbos starts when we decide. That's what we decided. And I'm okay with that. I feel good about that. Because I feel like, you know, I keep Shabbos. So we're talking about the fact that we can't light Hanukkah. He said, my wife is furious. And I told the board, if they ever do this to me again, make a board meeting on the first night of Hanukkah, I'm not coming. So I said to myself, I didn't say it to him because I wasn't trying to start a fight with him. What's the problem? Hanukkah starts when you want Hanukkah to start. It doesn't have to start today. It'll start tomorrow. Like Hanukkah can start. You know what? We can make Hanukkah like in the middle of the summer if we want. I mean, you know, hey, let it just start whenever you want it to start. What? Why are you so upset? So you can't be there, so there's no Hanukkah. But that's obviously, I mean, in his logic, because he's not using logic. There's no mind filtering. He just I want to feel good about my Judaism. I feel fine about it. So I made up some sort of convoluted, ridiculous type of thought process. And then I feel okay about it. So his heart's in a great place. He's giving lots of tzedakah. And he's doing lots of interesting, positive things. But if a person is not prepared to be intellectually honest with himself. He's a Machal Shabbos. Person Machal Shabbos. So he tells me about prayers where he davens or he prays, whatever it is. He sometimes davens Orthodox, sometimes davens, you know, conservative. He was in the conservative services. And they skipped. They were running late. So they skipped the Hineni. Do you know the Hineni? You know what I'm talking about, the Hineni? Before Shemoneh Esrei, there's a tefillah of the Chazan. They skipped the Hineni. Could you imagine something so scandalous as skipping the Hineni? He got up at the board meeting and say, if you do that again, you will not get any money from me anymore, and I will not daven here. Skipping Hineni? Skipping Hineni? That's the worst thing they're doing, skipping Hineni? Hineni is like, it's just like something the Chazan says. It's not even part of the tefillah. But it means something to him because it's emotional to him. He gets emotional. There's no connection to halacha or guidelines or anything. It's all a question of what makes me feel good. And if I feel good that we say Hineni, we say Hineni. And if I feel good not having a mechitza, so we won't have a mechitza. If I feel good driving to Shabbos, that's where your heart can lead you. If a person doesn't have Yosef HaTzadik, doesn't have the mind to make sure to filter out that not everything that feels right is right. Not every time it makes me feel connected, does that mean that it's good? A person has to have the rosh, and he has to have the heart. And when a person does that, then we're zocha to the real malchus. Malchus is melech, lev, kaved. What's kaved? Kaved is a lot of things. It's the moach, the lev. It's also gematria 26, avaya. Person is able to fuse these two things. He brings the yud ke vav ke, which is the shema ish and the isha, which is the moach and the lev. I'm not going to go into all this, but it's yud ke vav ke. And we zoichet to shriya shchina shruya. We zoichet to Mashiach tzikenu bimheira v'yameinu amen. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.